let's all play What's My Line? And now let's meet our award-winning panel of What's My Line. First, the popular columnist whose voice of Broadway appears in papers coast to coast, Miss Dorothy Kilgallen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a great pleasure to have a new mystery guest panelist tonight. He's in his second season as the Rebel, the star of the favorite television show, Nick Adams.
Good evening. And on my left, truly a beautiful human being, Miss Arlene Francis.
Thank you, Nick. And now a gentleman who has just returned from Atlantic City. Phyllis, if you are watching, here is your husband, Bennett Cerf.
Just before he came out, these two darling girls asked me if John Daly really knew what he was talking about when he used all these big, long words. I said, he may know, but we don't. Well, here he is to explain for himself, John Charles Daly.
Bennett has been down in Atlantic City, had a wonderful week. Obviously rested a good deal, didn't have his mind really on his fort, which is, as you know, humor. Just the joke he brought back was, what's the difference between a tuna fish and a piano? And the answer is you can tune a piano. And that's a pretty bad way to start a program. I did this to Bennett, frankly, because usually he tells them to me and then comes out and says, I told them to him. Well, it's nice to have Nick Adams with us on the panel tonight. And panel, it's nice to have you all here because we're going to change the rules a bit. We're out to puzzle you with mystery guests and occupations, but tonight there's a change in the order of things. We are going to have two mystery guests, and this will require that you don your masks now because the first of our guests tonight is going to be a mystery guest. And now to meet tonight's first mystery guest. Will you enter and sign in, please?
Tonight's first mystery challenger is a met and noted biographer, Mr. Carl Sandburg.
Panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery guests, we always change our form of questioning. You ask one question at a time in turn, moving clockwise, and we'll begin with Miss Arlene Francis.
Would one find your name in the entertainment pages of the newspaper?
Yep.
Mr. Sir, have you spent any time recently in Atlantic City?
No.
That's one down and nine to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Did you ever study dentistry?
Did you ever study dentistry?
Good.
Two down and eight to go, Mr. Adams.
Are you an actor?
No.
Three down and seven to go, Miss Francis.
Oh. Are you a writer?
Yep.
Mr. Sir.
Have you ever written a play that has been produced on Broadway or near Broadway?
No.
No?
Four down and six to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Have you ever written a novel?
You ever written a novel?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
What was that, a yes or a no?
That was a yep.
Are you Ernest Hemingway?
Five down and five to go, Miss Francis.
He's my favorite author, that's why.
If this is who I think it is, it's my favorite author. Are you a great historian of Lincoln?
You're simply terrible.
It's the glorious Carl Sandburg.
Thank you.
actually sitting talking with Mr. Sandberg backstage for a few minutes just a little bit ago. He said, you know, I've spent an hour and a half with Arlene, and I don't know whether she'll be able to recognize my voice, and he was rehearsing his...
John, I played Mr. Sandberg's...
She was down at our firm in North Carolina, did a half-hour TV show.
Certainly, we're an old romance, Carl Sandberg and I.
Something not strictly cricket. A little bit of rules that she should be on the panel.
I played his Lincoln Portrait album at least 5,000 times. My wife thinks I'm nuts, but I think it's just fantastic, Mr. Sandberg. It's a pleasure meeting you after all this time.
Did we get six no's?
We got five no's.
Not so bad.
Oh, that's...
Give him the $50 anyway. He raises his
goat.
Nobody needs him.
I must say, if I can recall a bit of history, those of us who serve the profession of journalism have a very particular reason for having a great fondness for Mr. Sandberg. We did a television program a few years ago with which we raised basically a good deal of the money that built the Overseas Press Club in memory of the correspondents who died during the war. And nobody was so selfless in his willingness to serve on this program, to appear on it, and to be a part of what we've all, needless to say, been very proud of, building a memorial to the correspondent.
John, Mr. Sandberg's too modest to say he's glorified on the stage in New York.
The world of Carl Sandberg was... actually, we had Betty Davis here 2 weeks ago. I must say, we can't let him go without also putting something else into the record. It's there in the record, but I know that one of the things of which you're most proud is that you are, I think, one of the two men who were non-members of the Congress and of government to ever address a joint session of the Congress.
And private citizen.
A private citizen who did it. It's wonderful of you, sir, to give us some of your time and to grace, if I may say, and I use the verb with great, good, sincere meaning to grace our program.
I was asked of the 500 or more programs that there have been of this that I have seen. I would estimate 200.
Ah, that's...
I know this panel. I could arrest any one of them on site and testify. identify them in any court of law except the lad. The lad next there between the two ladies.
My first time.
Yeah, this is Mr. Adams' first time with us, sir. Thank you very much for being our guest, Mr. Sandberg. We'll always have you. Of infinite good humor and wisdom. Panel, congratulations. Actually, you, with that wonderful eep, and nope, we thought it would take a little more time. Let's see what you can do with our second challenger. Would you enter and sign in, please? Donna? Schofield, is that right? It is Miss Schofield, and where are you from?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Panel, may I present Miss Schofield and at the same time say that the line that you're looking for is, of course, a line which is pursued in summer vacation, weekends, and odd times when one isn't busy at school because Miss Schofield is back at the university. Will you come and join me here, please? Do you know how we keep score?
Yes.
All right, then we'll let the panel know nothing at all. But let the audience in the theater and the folks who are watching at home know all about what your line is.
Miss Schofield is caretaker of a baby chimpanzee in the children's zoo.
All right, panel, we can tell you that Miss Schofield is salaried and deals in a service, and we'll begin the general questioning with Miss Kilgallen.
Do you work for a profit-making organization, Miss Schofield?
No, I don't.
One down and nine to go, Mr. Adams.
I just came back from doing 5 days in Pittsburgh at the Allegheny County Fair. Did we meet there? You look awfully familiar.
Nope.
Two down and eight to go, Miss President.
That's wishful thinking. Miss Schofield, do you work for some branch of the government?
No, I don't.
That makes it three down and seven to go, Mr. Sir.
Miss Schofield, do you work in either the educational or the hospital fields?
No.
That's four down and six to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Can both sexes
profit by whatever it is you do?
Yes.
Are people better off for what you do?
Yes.
How narrow is your term of reference?
As narrow as I can get a yes with.
Yeah. As narrow as you can get a yes with. Well, then we'll give you a yes. But this ought to tell you, actually, since we would agree that having sought this service and having received it, the tendency would be to believe that they are, to some degree, perhaps instructed, but certainly have been bemused. We'll say that they're...
Oh, well, at least I've gotten that they seek her service. She doesn't just come and put the arm on them.
Dorothy, when I make a gaffe like that, you don't have to point it out.
I'm sorry, John, but at least that widened the narrowness a little, and I thank you. Then people do have to encourage Miss Schofield. She just doesn't come up and nab them or anything like that.
Well, I don't think we ought to say here out in the public rostrum that Miss Schofield encourages them.
Well, there are people who have need of her services, and therefore they get her services. Is that it?
No, I would
She's
say...
She's not thrust upon them. That's what I'm trying to clarify, John. No other agency thrusts Miss Schofield upon these people. They voluntarily take advantage of her services. That's all I want to know. Yes or no? Please.
Well, I've seen a question spread out far enough to cover half the globe, and it's been fun to see it that way, so we'll give you a yes.
A yes to what?
I don't know. Miss Schofield's services are not thrust upon them.
That's all I want to know. Could Miss Schofield's services be purveyed to children as well as adults?
Yes.
Are your services, Miss Schofield, purveyed indoors?
No.
That makes it five down and five to go, Mr. Evans.
Miss Schofield, would I have any reason to come to you for services?
Yes.
I would? Would my wife have any reason to come to you for services?
Yes.
Good.
She would, too. Are you in the finance business?
No to that. Six down and four to go, Miss Francis.
Do you have anything to do with parks or outdoor places where people come to view something, like a zoo?
Yes.
Well, do you work in a zoo? Do you work in a zoo?
Yes.
Well, are you a guide, or do you show people the monkey cages, or do you have anything to do with the taking people through the zoo? You're dubious.
No.
You see? All right.
No, I don't. The guide sense, the take through, we'd give you a no, Mr. Sir.
Miss Schofield, do you have anything to do with actually taking care of some of the animals?
Yes.
Is it one particular group of animals that you center your attentions upon?
Yes, one group. I mean, we'll...
Are they wild animals? Naturally, if they're in a zoo, I gather they'd be rather wild.
Well, let's say they have tendencies in that direction, and Miss Schofield tries to dampen the ardor that they have for being wild.
Are they four-legged animals?
No.
They're buoyed.
No, they aren't. Actually, I think we're being a little unfair. I'm going to turn all the cards over, but I think it would be a little unfair to make you come right down to the specific animal. But Miss Schofield has a wonderful job. She is the in effect, the babysitter for the chimpanzee at the children's zoo.
Oh, yes.
See? She bathes, clothes, feeds, and plays with this chimpanzee, right?
Right.
Is he good fun? Is it a he or a she?
Joey's a boy.
Is he good fun?
Oh, wonderful.
Now, this is not meant to be rude, and I want you to understand from the beginning that it is not in any attempt, in any way an attempt on my part to reflect upon what I'm sure is the splendid relationship you have with Joey. Does he ever just fall off and let you have one?
Never.
He doesn't dare.
Wait till he grows up.
Doesn't he? Well,
he's only in baby clothes now.
Miss Schofield, will you do me a favor? Leave Mr. Daly in New York when you go back to Pittsburgh.
What's the difference between a tuna fish and a piano? You're very kind. Thank you very much, Miss Schofield. It was nice to have you with us in Washington. Once again, back to the usual special feature of our program, the appearance of a mystery celebrity panel. Blindfolds all in place?
Yes, sir.
Well, good. If this is true, let's have our second mystery guest enter and sign in, please.
Tonight's second mystery challenger is television and motion picture comedian Milton Berle. Milton Berle.
All right, panel, once again, a reminder, the different form of questioning for the mystery celebrity. You ask one question at a time, in turn, moving clockwise. And we'll begin it all with Bennett Cerf.
Well, just to clear my own suspicious mind, have you recently been in Atlantic City?
No. No. 1 down and 9 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
All right, just to clear mine, have you ever studied dentistry?
No. 2 down and 8 to go, Mr. Adams.
Are you Ernest Hemingway?
No. 3 down and 7 to go, Miss Francis.
Are you a performer?
Yes. Mr. Smith.
Are you appearing in a motion picture that is now playing on or near Broadway or is about to open there?
Yeah. Miss Kilgallen.
Have I ever seen you in Maxine's in Paris?
The stir?
No.
It's the dentist you saw in Maxine's in
Paris. 4 down and 6 to go, Mr. Adams.
Did he say he was appearing in a motion picture soon to open on Broadway?
Is it now playing?
Now or
it's
soon
now...
to open.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's soon to open. Oh. You appear on television besides motion pictures.
Yeah. Miss Francis?
Have you a show of your own?
Yeah. Mr. Cerf?
Do you ever sing in either the motion pictures that you play in or on, or on the show of your own?
No. There's an honest man if I ever saw one. 5 down, 5 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Well, are you generally considered to be a leading man?
No. That's an honest man indeed. 6 down and 4 to go, Mr. Adams.
Have we met personally? Do I know you?
Yeah. Miss Francis?
Are you a comedian? A dubious comedian.
Yeah. Mr. Yeah. Cerf.
Are you one of the younger group of...
Let's answer the question.
No.
No. 7 down and 3 to go, Miss Kilgallen.
Are you the rugged type?
No. Pardon me.
What?
Neither am I. That's 8 down and 2 to go, Mr. Adams.
Are you Sir Laurence Olivier?
How now?
Larry, is that you, Larry?
No. No. That's 9 down and 1 to go, Miss Francis.
In the picture that you are now playing in on Broadway, did you receive rather smashing notices, although you did not play a major role?
Yes.
Milton?
Yes.
See, Milton Berle?
Ah, Milton Berle.
Nobody knows you yet.
You are one of the younger comedians.
No, I'm one of the younger comedians.
Wait a minute.
Please, we know how you feel, but, you know, don't try to put this burden on Milton.
No, I was...
He got a smashing banner headline notice in a picture in which there are other stars that are very, very famous.
He makes a guest appearance, really.
Yeah. So. Yes, but for, is it the most unusual thing you've ever seen? For I think it was the New York Times
it was,
to give a
it
headline
was
to Milton Berle in a picture with Frank Sinatra and Peter Lawson. No, wrong. Marilyn Monroe and Tony Randall and Gloria
Arlene,
Swanson.
Arlene, considering the title of the picture, what else would you expect from Milton?
Oh, let's make love.
Let's make
with
love.
What are we waiting for?
I was talking to Mr. Sandberg backstage, and I asked him if he could give me some material. And he said, there's no use in me giving you any of Lincoln's, because you've been doing them.
Oh, dear. And, Milton, I rushed forward to say this is not by way of a plug. I'm curious, you're on Milton Berle's bowling show?
No, it's not Milton Berle's. It's called Jackpot Bowling, and I'm the host of it. I'm Master Ceremonies.
You're changing your name to Jackpot.
But what are you doing? You're going to mix bowling and variety?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Ooh, I wish this was my show. What I was. No, it's Jackpot Bowling. We used to, last year we had Jackpaw Bowling. But, no, it's a bowling show with champion bowlers, and
they
I'm going to
throw you with the pins?
I'm not talking. You're very bad. Now, no, they don't throw me. I'm going to be Master of Ceremonies.
What, but do you have variety in this? Or
there is going to be variety. I'm going to be the Master. There isn't any script. It's off the cuff, just like your panel is and yourself. Ad-lib, and I'm going to be Master of Ceremonies. Introduce the players, clown around, and kid around. I want to hold it as this. What is it, Nick?
I'll be a guest panelist, huh?
What'd you say?
Can I be a guest panelist?
You can be a guest bowler if you want. Can you bowl?
Sure.
I don't know whether you were here earlier on to hear Bennett's new
what
joke.
What, you coughing? You better get a room.
I do.
They're very good cigars. They're Philly. Go ahead. I got that in.
You've got that in.
What did you say? What were you going to say?
Did you hear Bennett's joke?
I want, yeah, about the tuna fish.
Isn't that a honey?
The worst joke I've ever heard.
I got it from you.
You didn't get it from me, because if there's any stealing...
Most of your stuff would be in the can. You can't can a tuna fish in the can or tuna or
that's
something.
Very good. I wish I had a topper for that, but I'm not going
to
use it.
Anyway, I do think somebody ought to say on this program that it is going to be a blessing to television to have you back on
May
it again.
Can I just say
Tony?
One more thing before I blow? Before I leave? No, please.
It is.
That's just like this show. My show is practically the only new live show. It's a live show every week. We do it live. Some of them will be dead. But but it's a great pleasure. I know you got a lot of more.
It goes without saying, sire, that you start your new show with all our blessings and we hope.
Thank you, man. I hope you'll be watching Jackpot Bowling.
We're a bit short of time tonight, so with your permission for the panel and for all of us work on the program, I say good night. Besides, I haven't got the courage to send it over to the panel. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Watch my line.
I'll watch my line.
My Line has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.